Hello, you're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM in the Port City of St. John. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for lending me your ears. I'm going to treat them real good today. We've got a nice show all lined up for you. And for all our listeners that might be tuning in at some other place at some other time, courtesy of the Radio Exchange Program at the National Campus and Community Radio Association website, whether you're listening in on Boomer Radio in Prince George or CKXU, overlooking the Old Man River Valley in Lethbridge, maybe in Sydney on Caper Radio, perhaps in Norris Point in Newfoundland, definitely at CHSR up the highway and the University of New Brunswick Fredericton campus, wherever it may be, welcome to the show. Let's get things going here. I'm going to play you a track called Sunny Face by Gilles Zalti. He headed up in the 90s an indie group that was extremely special and unique called Zalti Cracker, so named after his last name. You can see the pun from Salty Cracker. Since then, he's released two solo records, really super under the radar. We're going to hear from his most recent record, which was called Gilles Zalti, a track called Sunny Face, here on Ear Candy.
Around, see your sunny face run from you. I look around, see your sunny face hide from you.
I bet the hole was a hole, cause for another way, the dues, the days, the doors, the walls. We try to break away the mold above the pieces. To shake the hate just to get the other side.
I look around, see your sunny face run from you. I look around, see your sunny face hide from you.
I bet the hole was a hole, cause for another way, the dues, the days, doors and walls. We try to break away the mold above the peace, the sleep, the wakes, the shake, the hate, just to get the other side. See your sunny face run from you. I look around, see your sunny face hide from you. Hide from you. Hide from you.
Thank you. dark brown hips and that ass for days. I said it before, now I'm trying just a little now.
I want you.
I got to tell you.
I need you.
Oh, baby, I love you.
I want you.
I got to tell you.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm becoming submerged in some of the worst perverts and scum of the earth. I've taken imprints of a sequence of delinquents, adults and juveniles, and haven't had a drink since high noon. It's a typhoon, a deep trouble underground. I wonder how she got so lost before it gunned her down. A true hate for bad guys, my civil rights crusader, few greater. But there's more work to do later. For example, tomorrow I may handle the day's scandal with sunglasses and a hat on and a suit made of gray flannel. Raid the headquarters of the guy that supplies the trash, confiscated some of the contraband from my private stash. Survived a crash, stabbed wounds and gunfire, some liar at one prior, king of rock, there's none higher. 1, 2, 3, and 4, fought in the Korean War, Marine Corps, sea and shore, danger I'll be seeing more. Drug bust, young lust, my line of work, one must fight day and night against the unjust obscenity, amphetamines, everybody has positions, bad conditions created by beat poets and jazz musicians, hoodlums and perverts, the worthless variety, surface propriety, working for a perfect society. Cut conservative, drugs and gang violence, obscene smut, affirmative, breaking the speed limit, taking a 3 minute, mistakes it's okay to be making, if he did it, peer pressure, corruption, had to send us bad lieutenants, denied crimes, we all have to follow the guidelines, observe or correct, we deserve your respect, I solemnly swear I'm just here to serve and protect.
That's Heatwave. That's the one and only Buck 65. Halifax's own Buck 65, also known as Rich Turfry. And that's off of his record called The Situation, though a better name for it might have been 1957, because he composed all of these songs with the year 1957 in mind. So in that song, you would have heard about the Korean War, for instance. Before that, we heard from BROS, all capital letters, Bro. That's called Tell Me, and it's from a record put together by the Ewan Brothers, Curry Brothers. Ewan Curry is the lead singer, guitarist, songwriter for the Sheepdogs, originally from Saskatoon. I guess he and his brother have set up shop in Toronto these days, very common occurrence. The record is called Volume 1, and the song is Tell Me. And they got a little video for it, if you want to go on YouTube and find the video. It's kind of comical because Ewan's brother, who joined the Sheepdogs after they won this Rolling Stone contest a few years back, he's a real ham in front of the camera. You know, he's got these crazy eyebrows. Well, I kept watching him and having a good laugh. So if you like that song, there's a nice video for it too. And at the top of the show, we heard from Jules Zolti and Sunny Face. And wow, what a vocal performance. Man, that guy, he sings high, sings low. He's got a very unique tone and just a total passion. So that one was as horn slathered a song as you can ever imagine. I think it's pretty hard to top that. So let's go in a different direction. Instead of trying to top it all together, we'll go somewhere else. My name is Mark O'Connor. The show you're listening to is Ear Candy. We're broadcasting here in the Thomas J. Condon Student Center on UMB St. John campus. We're going to have sort of a set of pop music that's a little more reflective, not quite sad. That's not what we truck in on the show. We tend to want songs that are upbeat or up-tempo to pick you up a little bit. But this is a little more on the downbeat side, if you will. And we're going to start with a track from The Cranberries, an Irish group led by Dolores O'Riordan, who had married a Canadian and raised a family in Northern Ontario for many, many, many years. Dolores O'Riordan has a brood of Canadian children for sure, so lots of Canadian connections there as well. I like that part. We're going to hear a track off of their last record together, a record called Roses, I should say, and a track called Waiting in Walthamstow, which is a town or city somewhere in jolly old England. So let's get to it here. This is The Cranberries on Ear Candy.
Thinking about you when I wondered if you thought say. You're lying on the telephone telling me you're okay. Whatever the truth is, these are words we can say.
That, folks, was Words We Can Say by Marty Marquis. Before that, we heard none other than Rainy Day by Young Hines. You know, Young Hines. You know Duncan, right? Duncan Hines? Yeah, it's his son. And before that, at the top of the set, we heard Waiting in Waltham Stow. That's Dolores O'Riordan and the Cranberries from Limerick, Ireland. Yeah, we're playing a little bit of Mark Hill here in the background. Doing a little Beatles thing there. Mark Hill is a guitarist of some renown here in the St. John, Port City area. Yeah. All right. Well, as we got up, we just sort of had that kind of mellow set of pop tunes. We're going to play a little more gritty country, I don't know what you call it. We got Steve Earle, we got Devin Cuddy, that would be Jim Cuddy of Blue Rodeo's son, from his debut record, well, quite a few years ago now, a track called Sidewalks in the South, and Lucinda Williams, Place in My Heart off of Ghosts of Highway 20. Yeah, that's what's happening. Show's Ear Candy, I'm Mark O'Connor, and this, well, I don't know, I'm going to ask you, dear listeners, are you feeling all right? I'm feeling all right. And more to the point, this cat right here, this is Steve Earle, he feels all right.
I was born with my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away, huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Yeah.
dream. Ask you questions, tell you lies, criticize and sympathize. Yeah, but be careful what you wish for, friend, 'cause I've been to hell and now I'm back again. I feel alright. Yeah, I feel alright tonight. Yeah, I feel alright. Now I feel alright tonight. No, officer, I say that ain't my knife, and I ain't done none of this killing. The boy was new to southern life, and for him that he was more than willing. Here's what I told him. Don't bother. We'll be right back.
spare. There's a place in my heart I made room for you there. Even though you make me blue, I got room enough for you. No matter what you do, I want you to know that you have a place in my heart. Always have somewhere to call home, no matter the circumstances. Wherever you are, you're never alone. So don't laugh and say, what are the chances? Welcome, and will I let you in when the skies rain and thunder? As sure as winter turns to spring, you're asking yourself and wondering, is there a place in my heart, do I have room to spare? Yeah, there's a place in my heart, I made room for you there. Even though you make me blue, I got room enough for you. No matter what you do, I want you to know that you have a place in my pretty strong when I admit it. You might be surprised at what I can manage, so don't you ever forget that there's a place in my heart, I got room to spare. There's a place in my heart, I made room for you there. Even though you make me blue, I got room enough for you. No matter what you do, I want you to know that you have a place in my heart.
That's Place in My Heart. That's from Lucinda Williams off of The Ghosts of Highway 20. Oh yeah, The Ghosts of Highway 20. But I don't know, Place in My Heart doesn't seem very ghostly to me. There's always someone out there in the world, I hope, for everyone that has you in their thoughts, has you in their hearts. Sidewalks in the South by Devin Cuddy before that. And that was off of his record, Volume 1. Yeah, I told you it was his debut record. and he really went to a lot of trouble to come up with a catchy title. Volume 1, Devin Cuddy, that's Jim Cuddy's son, Jim Cuddy of Blue Rodeo fame. And then we heard, at the top of the set, we heard I Feel All Right. That was from Steve Earle off of I Feel All Right, which was the record he made when he got released from prison. And prison was where he got shook free from all the drugs and demons and decided he wanted to really participate in life. So a good story. And I've always loved that song, I Feel All Right. And be careful what you wish for, freaks, because I'm back again. Back with a passion and a vengeance. And of course, he's made many, many records since that record. What we're going to hear now is some reggae, pop music reggae. And I want to ask you, dear listeners, what kind of reggae do you like? Do you have a favorite kind? You probably didn't know there were different styles of reggae. And I'm not sure I knew that either until I started listening to this particular track. And then I realized, different kinds of reggae. This one here is from Bob Marley, and it's called Kinky Reggae here on Ear Candy.
Kinky reggae now. No cigarette smoking in my room. Non-alcoholic beverage in my room. Juju gave me a boom drug this afternoon. And I'm gonna get an next portion real soon. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile. Do your very best. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile. Do your very best. I'ma keep you warm. It's cold outside. Protect you from the storm, the world outside. You know I love you, baby. No need to worry about me. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile. Do your very best. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile.
Supposed to do while you got me sitting here waiting on you. Baby, hurry, hurry, come back and give me some love in this afternoon. Cause I can't wait to see you smile. Could you stay a little while and do the things that only lovers do? Trying not to think about how I'm gonna do without your touch. And I can't stop thinking about the loving that I'm needing now so much. And until you come back to me, there will be
no cigarette smoking in my room.
No.
Non-alcoholic beverage in my room.
Red wine and Guinness.
Gonna give you some good love this afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm gonna get the next portion real soon.
Real soon.
Hey, give me some good love this afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm gonna get the next portion real soon.
How soon? How soon?
Hey, give me some good love this afternoon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm gonna get the next portion.
Ah!
Big Sugar, Canada's own Big Sugar. At the top of the set, we had Bob Marley and Kinky Reggae. Then we heard his son, Stephen Marley, with No Cigarette Smoking in My Bed. And we finished things off with Big Sugar, Counterfeit Wings. I'm thinking two things about that Big Sugar thing. Number one, you know, you got Sugar on a show called Ear Candy, and I think Big Sugar is going to get taxed, man. That name. They might want to have to change it. Just saying. And the Counterfeit Wings. I'm thinking, yeah, man, if you were relying on wings and they turned out to be counterfeit, fraudulent wings, I don't think you'd be writing a song about it afterwards. I think that would be it. And this whole notion of counterfeit wings goes back to Greek mythology with Icarus. Right? He had wings. They were counterfeit. They were fake because they were wax. And when he got close to the sun, they melted. He crashed and burned, right? So, you know, this whole idea of having producers who don't have any government regulation making wings out of whatever they want, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's been going on for thousands of years, and we just have to lead a consumer movement against it. I'm not buying any more wings. I urge all our listeners out there not to buy any wings other than maybe chicken wings. That's it. Even then, you might want to think twice about that. All right, enough goofiness, enough goofiness. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're getting toward the end of the show here. Yeah. Going to play something from a group called The Submarines. I don't think they're active anymore. They had a record called Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Ooh, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. And a track called Birds. Ooh, you're going to like it. I think I might have time to come back and say bye. So let's listen to this one. This is The Submarines, Birds, here on Ear Candy.
I'm here waiting on your love.
Birds from the Submarines here on Ear Candy, and we're coming to the end of our time. I'm Mark O'Connor. If you want to find out exactly what we were playing on this episode of Ear Candy, or any episode that you might hear wherever you are, you just Google Mark O'Connor Ear Candy or Ear Candy Mark O'Connor. Turns out there's a lot of Ear Candies out there, so you have to kind of do both. Post a playlist each week, and if you want to tune in the show, it's every Thursday from 4 to 5 here on Local FM, and check your local listings and see when it's playing elsewhere in your neighborhood. This is, we're going to finish things up with a little hockey song from Word Burglar about Bill Mozienko, who has the record for the quickest 3 goals ever in NHL history. This is Word Burglar here on Ear Candy.
Sunday, March 23rd, 1952. Chicago versus NY, down 6-2. 4 goals behind, just a few minutes left. But the pony line right winger wasn't finished yet. Bill Mozienko wasn't playing for show. One of the greats on skates, and a name you should know. Hall of Fame record holder, no one's making it close. 21 seconds, 3 goals made in a row.